Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And the Lord is not limited. Never believe that God is limited. People have a hard time trusting the Lord because they can't see what they're asking Him to do. Now, my pastor teaches about faith in many ways. It's so important. Faith is so key. It's so key to you coming to a point of agreement with God. You'll never know His handiwork and how wonderful it is unless you look to Him. But you have to give Him room to work. You have to let Him work on you. He knows what to do. Once He gets a chance to reveal Himself to you, He can help you. He can get you on board, and it'll be so easy for you to believe Him. It doesn't stay. Light don't stay in the first stage. When you have your first love in place, that's good. That's going to get you started. Your first love helps you to receive what God is doing, what God has said, what God wants you to do. You receive His love. That same love is how you fulfill the law. It's so easy. It's not complicated. If you love God, you just can't sin against Him. You'll be tempted to sin, but you'll resist it because you love God. If you're overly tempted and about to sin, and you still love God, the Holy Spirit, the fear of the Lord can operate, and you'll rush back to God before your heart hardens. These are things that I learned over time. All you have to do is receive what God is saying. Believe Him. And trust Him. Both are very important. I ask the Lord the difference between belief and trust. And see, trust is belief because of the past. You're taking God at face value because of past dealings with Him. You know when He gives you something to do, you have a source of vision. You know that He never led you wrong, and every time He tells you to do something, it works. So you trust Him. Just like a man trusts a good plumber. He fixed the problem. Nobody else could fix it. He fixed it. It lasted for years. So he gets a strong recommendation. And when wise people give a strong recommendation, people that know that wise person will trust that plumber because of their words. You know, when I fix people's cars, right, people from all walks of life recommend me to others. And all I have to do is make sure I fix that person's car right. And you know, Scott Webb said a long time ago, he said, a good business deal leaves both parties better off. And that's how it's supposed to be. Trust is very important. Now, belief is a little different. Belief is trust without the past. You're taking God at face value with no dealings. See, Abraham believed God and he went out. He just went off on God's word with no past dealings. God asked him to do something that was off the charts. He left his nation, his kindred, and his father's house. There's three sources of safety: to go to a land, a foreign land that you've never been to before. And he obeyed God. He left Babylon, plains of Shinar somewhere, and he went to Canaan land. Now, he did it. He went where God told him to go. So he went there, and you know the story. He went to Egypt. He went to Canaan land. He did what God told him to do. And when he was in full obedience, God showed him the stars and told him to count them. And he couldn't count them. He, and he said, that's how many children you're going to have. And God changed his name from Abram to Abraham, which means father of nations. All this happened because he believed God, and God counted it unto him for righteousness. See, our faith is why we're righteous. We believe on the Lord. We take him at his word. Jesus Christ's blood washed away our sins, gave us a new start. He gave us a new heart. But when we believe what Jesus did, that the blood of Jesus is activated on our lives because our faith, God accounts us righteous. We are righteous in the judgment courts of God. Whatever you did in the past is over with. You fulfill the law when you believe on Jesus. And you also fulfill the moral law when you walk in his love. You fulfill all of the ceremonial laws that point to Jesus when you believe on Jesus. Even though you've never been circumcised, even though you've eaten the wrong kind of meats or unclean meats and unclean fish and shrimp, you've eaten this as a way of life. But God said, don't call that unclean what I've cleansed. Whatever you have, you brought it into the kingdom. It's clean through Christ. And it's to be received with thanksgiving. The Gentiles were considered unclean. See, God had to do things to get people's attention. He had to give them road signs. If you're leaving Alabama, going to California, you're going to find road signs. The closer you get to California, the more road signs you're going to have to get you to the cities of California, wherever you want to go. But when you are in California, in the desired city, wherever you want it to be, you fulfill those signs. All the things that pointed to Christ to clue you in that there's a difference between good and bad, clean and unclean. See, the unclean things, they suggested that you have to live clean before God. Everything, see, when you're in the world, nothing's unclean. Nothing's rotten, nothing's bad. The rich young ruler said, call him good master. Nothing's, when you're in the world, everything can look good. Anything can look good. The Gentiles ate barbecue pork. And it was repulsive to the Jews because that's an unclean animal. That's, to us, it'll be like eating a rat in America. But there are people who eat rats as a delicacy. And God wants to save the people who eat rats just like he wanted to save us who used to eat pigs. And just like he wanted to save the Jews who thought all that stuff was repulsive. Through Christ, he cleansed it. He cleansed it up. Just like when we were rats, in our way, God cleaned us up. He did a work. Jesus did a work. We believed it. It's applied to our lives. We're not unclean anymore. And now, we have to walk in newness of life. And the more you love God, the more you'll walk in that newness of life. And through Christ, you fulfill the ceremonial law. In Christ, you fulfilled all the holidays. All the holy days and all the feasts, everything. Feast of Trumpets, everything. When you worship the Lord through Jesus Christ, you're in the kingdom of God. And whatever you sow, you reap. When you sow works of love, you reap works of love. It enhances what you already have. Peter let Jesus use his boat as a preaching platform. Jesus preached on it. When he finished, he blessed Peter's fishing business. Same principle. Jesus put himself in the kingdom of God. He put his boat in the kingdom of God, and he was blessed because of it. Same principle. We live by principle. And God wants to do this for everybody, even the people who are eating rats and living like rats. God loves them too. Our love can become compassion. And we say, well, how can we get them in? I don't know how to do this. The Lord does. So when the Lord tells you to do something, if you can take him at face value, you're going to learn some more things about him you didn't know. If you can trust him, he's going to guide you into greater things that you normally wouldn't do. Something, see, when it comes to something that you really don't are skeptical about, and the Lord's telling you to do it, you just have to trust him that it's going to be good. And don't look at how bad it looks, because the enemy is an illusionist, just like the Wizard of Oz. He was an illusionist. He was slick, a politician. But he made himself look bigger than he was. He was just a man in a room with a microphone and a camera. And he displayed himself to look all powerful. And his voice was thunderous when you saw him on the screen. And he looked magnificent to people. But when they uncovered the truth, he was just a mere man in a room with a microphone. And he had a PA system. Just like the devil. Don't look at Satan's PA system. Look at the Lord and what he's doing. Focus on him only. And you're going to be fine, my friend. God's going to show you what to do. You're going to do it. It's going to work. You're going to love it. When you can believe him, which is trusting him at face value, and when you can trust him, which is believing him from the past. And faith, when you act on what you believe and what you trust or that belief, and that belief becomes faith. Faith is what you act on. That's the belief or the trust that you act on or speak. When you do that, it's faith. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.